With a look at your sports this morning, I'm sports director Travis Krenz. Sam Darnold would match his career high with four touchdown passes yesterday as the Vikings stayed undefeated. They used another dominant performance on defense to defeat the Houston Texans 34-7. Former Houston defensive end, current Minnesota Viking Jonathan Grenard, had three of the four sacks on the day on Texans quarterback C.J. Stroud as the Vikings intercepted Houston twice. Darnold would connect with Justin Jefferson and running back Aaron Jones for touchdowns in the first quarter on third down plays inside the 10-yard line. Then in the second half, he would throw touchdowns to Jalen Naylor and tight end Johnny Muntz. Vikings are now 3-0. They will be in Green Bay on Sunday to take on the Packers. That starts at noon. Patrick Mahomes would throw a pair of touchdown passes, and Kansas City's defense made a couple of late stands to keep the Chiefs unbeaten as they win in Atlanta last night, 22-17. Falcons quarterback Kirk Cousins threw a pair of incompletions in the end zone to end one of their late drives. Then the final Falcons drive ended with the running back Bijan Robinson being thrown for a 3-yard loss on 4th-and-1. Packers quarterback Malik Willis would run for a touchdown, throw for another in his best performance as a pro, as Green Bay defeats his former team, the Tennessee Titans, 30-14. Willis finished with 202 passing yards and 73 rushing. Denver rookie quarterback Bo Nix, he would run for an early touchdown, while kicker Will Lutz had four field goals as the Broncos, they avoid an 0-3 start as they upset the Tampa Bay Buccaneers yesterday, 26-7. Rams rookie kicker Joshua Carty, he would hit a 37-yard field goal with 2 seconds to play as the Rams, they would rally down 14 points in the second half for a 27-24 win over San Francisco. Baltimore's Derrick Henry ran for 151 yards and 2 touchdowns as the Ravens would hold on for a 28-25 win over the Dallas Cowboys. Detroit's Jared Goff threw for 2 touchdown passes while David Montgomery ran for 106 and a score as the Lions, they beat Arizona 20-13. Eagles running back Saquon Barkley, he rushed for a fourth quarter touchdown of 4 yards and 65 yards as the Eagles, they would beat New Orleans 15-12. Former SDSU tight end and Eagles Dallas Goedert had a career high 170 yards on 10 catches. Steelers, they stay undefeated. They defeated the Chargers 20-10. Justin Fields, he would throw for a touchdown and ran for another for Pittsburgh. The Colts, they beat the Bears 21-16 behind 2 touchdowns from Jonathan Taylor. Taylor ran 23 times for 110 yards. Giants, they held off Cleveland 21-15. Daniel Jones would throw 2 touchdown passes to rookie Malik Neighbors. Neighbors becomes the youngest wide receiver in NFL history to have 2 touchdown catches in a game at just 21 years and 56 days old. Seattle quarterback Geno Smith, he threw for 289 yards, including a 71-yard touchdown to DK Metcalf as the Seahawks beat Miami 24-3. And Andy Dalton gave the Panthers the quarterback play they've been lacking, throwing for 3 touchdowns and 319 yards as the Panthers, they get their first win of the year, beating the Raiders 36-22 as Andy Dalton started in place of Bryce Young. And that's a look at your sports this morning. I'm sports director Travis Krenz.